Hi, this is Gary Auden. I'm at Channel Partners, and I'm with a gentleman from Nextiva, Ira Faustine, Director of Channel Sales. And since we're at Channel Partners, let's talk about why are you here at Channel Partners, and what are you offering to the potential clients here?
Yeah, so at Nextiva, you know, we're fairly new into the partner community. When I say new, young, you know, 3 years young, basically, where we started our partner program well into the existence of our company. And, you know, one of the big things for us is as we're growing our partnership program here in the United States, it was very clear to us that the industry was lacking what partners truly were looking for. So basically, you know, if you look around the industry, many people put these partner programs together thinking they know what the partners want, not necessarily knowing what they want. So for us, you know, what we're looking for is we're looking for great partners. You know, many people in the industry call them agents. And we don't like that term at all, because agents to me seem, it's a very derogatory term. Basically what it means is you're going to sign up with me as an agent. We're going to hope you do something. And if you don't do something, that's all right. We'll go get 10 other guys, and maybe one of them will.
The feeling I get with agents many times is, my impression is, that's somebody that has a bunch of brochures offering something for someone else out of a whole bag of tricks.
Correct. What we're looking for is true partners. So we're not looking for quantity. You know, we could care less about the number. Like, people ask us all the time, how many partners do you have? And I'm like, why does it matter? Because you could, you know, you look at most of these companies, they have lots of partners, but none of them are doing anything. So when we look for partners, we look for companies that really want to go to market together. They want to go arm in arm into customer sites and really come up with strategies and solutions that are going to impact their customers in very, very positive ways. You know, the other thing that we look for are partners who are interested in having us invest in their business. Because again, that's a true partnership. It's not me waiting for a partner to do something. It's me doing what it takes to help that partner grow their business. So they're a little taken aback sometimes, because almost every time we meet with them, we ask a simple question. How can I help you grow your business beyond what it's at today?
Do you find sometimes people are almost suspicious of you?
You know, at first they sort of, they look at you like, did you really just ask me that question? What do you really mean by that? And they will say that. They'll say, I don't understand. What do you mean? And I tell them, listen, it's really what I said it is. We want to help you grow your business. If we're going to be partners, it means that we both work together to help each other grow their businesses. And that may be different for one partner than another partner than a third partner. Everyone may have their own unique needs. And that's why we don't like to pigeonhole people into just saying, hey, this is what we do. We'd rather say, hey, let's hear about your business. What are you trying to accomplish as a channel partner? How are you trying to grow your business? What areas are you trying to grow your business in? And then let's figure out a way we can go to market together. You know, maybe you're a master agency and you want to be able to attract more subs to your business. We can help with that. Or if you're not a master agency, you're John average partner, and you're looking just to grow your business maybe in the area of dental practices, right? Everyone's going to have their own spin on things. So it's really important for us that we do what it takes individually and not cookie cutter it for our partners.
In a way, I think you're saying every partnership is a different personality.
100%. Absolutely. There's, you know, no different than you and I are different people, right? Partnerships are very different. And I think that's a big miss in the industry, to be frank. You know, everyone tries to say, you're going to fit into one, the square or the circular hole, right? Or peg, you know, and it doesn't work that way. It's just not how it works that way.
Now, we haven't really said what you offer. Would you talk about Nextiva that way?
Absolutely. So Nextiva is a cloud communications business. We've been in business for roughly 9 years now. And, you know, I'll describe what we're doing in today's world, but I think it's important that everyone understands where we're going with this thing. So in today's world, we are a communications provider specializing in hosted voice over IP services. Now, people will look at that and say, wow, you're one of 500 out there. And it's true. There's tons of companies out there. But again, as a company, we don't see ourselves as a telecom company, even though today that's pretty much what we do. We really see ourselves as a software company helping businesses communicate and collaborate in a variety of different ways. So where we're going with this thing is quite different than where we're at today. We feel like over the next several years, we're going to be reinventing the telecom world. And it's because, again, no different than every partner is different. Every customer is different. They all have different needs, whether you're Joe Average Plumber, you're a legal firm, or you're a national chain of restaurants. You all have different needs. But the interesting thing is, if you look at all those three types of businesses, they communicate and collaborate way more than just on the phone today. You know, many companies will lead you to believe the phone is everything, but it's truly not. You can take the smallest of businesses, and they probably have, you know, up to maybe a half a dozen ways they communicate with their customers. So, you know, a phone on a desk is a natural way. You know, they also pull out their smartphone and they communicate that way. They have chat on their website, so customers, when they come to their website, can get into a chat. They do email marketing through things like SurveyMonkey, MailChimp, those types of things. They survey their customers for how happy they are with them. They use their CRM system to chat with their, or to work with their customers. The problem is every one of these things sits in a silo today. None of those things talk to each other. So what we've done is we've went out and built out a full-blown business analytics engine, business intelligence. Now, in today's world, it's taking all that information from your phone system and putting it into a mechanism that allows an average business owner to quickly look at it and know exactly what's happening in their business, how many calls per phone number, what time of day is more busy than others, what people are more efficient in their business at taking and making phone calls, those types of things. But eventually where this is going to go is, you know, there are going to be all these other ways that customers communicate and collaborate. We're going to pull all that information back into the business analytics so a customer can make great decisions on everything that's happening in their business, no matter how they decide to communicate and collaborate with their customers. So that's where we see the future of this thing going. As a matter of fact, you know, in November, we have a yearly partner/customer event. It's called NextCon. And at NextCon, we'll actually be releasing three different methods of communication that customers currently do today that have nothing to do with telephone systems, but it makes a lot of sense to integrate it into the business analytics of your business. So it's an exciting time.
Do you find, though, within certain markets, let's say you talked about dental practice, you talked about legal and so forth, there are certain practices those companies do with communications and collaboration that are somewhat different than other verticals?
100%. Everyone's got their own little unique spin on things. So if you go back to the example of a dental practice, you know, these guys are using some sort of piece of software. There's actually a big one out there called Dentrix, I think is what it's called, which allows them to manage their practice. But you can literally go to almost any vertical market. You know, in legal, they have something called Clio that many of them use. So, you know, we have completely open APIs to our telephony solution, which allows us to tie into these applications. And for that dentist, you know, you call in for an appointment, we already know who you are, so why not pop the right record in the customer or in their dental practice software and make a note that the call happened without having to interact and do anything on your own? So that's a critical part of businesses today, even small businesses, you know, and many of these people don't know what they don't know. You know, so if you don't know you can do those types of things, it's up to us as a service provider to sell a solution to the customer.
I'm thinking like in the dental practice, someone calls in on a regular phone call. If I knew how long people were on the phone making appointments, I could find out who's doing it well, who's doing it poorly, or what demographic is a problem for me or what demographic is not.
100%. And take it a step further, like what I described a minute ago with, you know, customers communicate, or they communicate and collaborate many different ways with their customers. By us tying all this stuff together, it's going to allow that dentist to not only know who's doing the best in the office, but they'll be able to know you as a dental patient. How do you like to interact with us? Do you like to do it? Maybe you're a chat guy, right? Maybe you're a phone call guy. But knowledge is everything in business. The more you know, the better decisions you make. So if I know you're a chat guy, and 90% of the time, that's the way you want to interact with us, why would I call you? Because I want to feed into how you want to be, communicated with as a customer.
So you coordinate the communications rather than dictate the communications.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Because, you know, at the end of the day, the customer may not tell you that they are chat-centric, right? Because they don't think of that. But if you know, and you could accommodate that person without them even knowing that you know, you get this psychological impact where, you know, people just feel more comfortable with you as a business.
I would think then that also goes into increasing loyalty.
100%. 100%. Because, you know, I say this a lot. We have become a fast food society, right? People expect to run through a drive-thru and get their burger and be out in 2 minutes. Matter of fact, if you look in the window, most of them have timers there to get those people through as quick as possible. So we want to make sure, you know, especially when you're talking about customers' communications, that we're selling a solution to the customer. Because at the end of the day, if you sell a solution, think about it. If you're that dental practice, and I've taken your phones, I've integrated them to your dental practice software, and then also on top of that, I've given you a full-blown business intelligence platform. So when, you know, as a dentist, you can log in every day, every week, and look at the real statistics in a format that you can make decisions on. We call it stickiness, right? You're going to be stuck with us, you know, as a provider, because, you know, if somebody else isn't able to give you those types of things, are you really going to switch for a buck a month savings per seat? Probably not.
Would you say the power of what you're offering is not just the communication service, it's the analysis of the communication services and the decisions you can make?
Absolutely. Let me give you an example without naming names. We just signed a very, very large restaurant chain. 600 locations, 5 phones per location, 3,000 phones. Very big. And it was interesting. This company came to us through our partner and said, listen, we think we have a problem. We feel like our reservations aren't where they need to be. But in today's world, I can't tell. I have a PBX. I have 4 copper phone lines coming into it. And I can't tell why we're losing or even if we're losing calls. I have no idea. So we set up a demo environment for them at 3 live locations of theirs, including one of their busiest stores. And this just shows you that a company of that size had no grasp on what was happening behind the scenes of their business. Not because they didn't want to, because no one gave them access to the information. So we put one of our phone hosted voice over IP systems into one of their busiest locations and their actual busiest location. And we ran it for a weekend. And literally, you know, we ported their numbers over. It was, for all intents and purposes, other than not paying us, they were an Nexiva customer. And Monday we reconvened and we did a webinar. We logged into our Nexiva Analytics business analytics platform and we started going through it. We said, let's look at, see what happened. And the guy literally 40 seconds into that webinar said, I know what the issue is, looking at our analytics. I said, really? What's the issue? He goes, look at the first graph you see here. He goes, what do you notice? And I say, well, your inbound calls to that restaurant are peaking between 9 and 11 a.m. And then it sort of drops throughout the day. He goes, dead on. He goes, guess what? I said, what? We don't have anyone there to answer calls that time of day. Of course we know, of course we're losing calls because of this fast food mentality of people. He's like, they're calling in the morning to make reservations for that night. No one's answering the phone, and then they're calling somebody else who is answering the phones. So we said, wow, that's crazy. Like, that makes total sense. Like, let's dig a little deeper. And he dug a little deeper, and I said, do you really want to see this next screen? Because I think it's going to be a little frightening to you what you're going to see, I'm guessing. He goes, let's see it. So we looked at, over Saturday and Sunday, 2 days, how many calls they lost. And I go, before I show this to you, every call that you lose, how much revenue do you lose? He goes, well, our average ticket price for dinner is $100. So about $100 per call. You're just figuring they're not going to call us back. I said, okay, let's look. 2 days worth of data, one store out of 600, they lost 80 phone calls, $8,000 in revenue lost at one store over 2 days. It just goes to show you that knowledge is everything, and when you don't have the information, you can't make good decisions as a business.
But it also sounds like you present the information in a non-technical way that they don't need training to understand what they're looking at.
100%. You know, we wanted it to be so easy that my mom, if she knew how to log into it, which she'd probably have problems with, but you know, when she got in there, she'd be able to quickly see and know what was going on. And it just cemented it for us that a company that size had no grasp of this simple concept because they didn't have access to the information. Imagine what all these other businesses in America, especially the smaller ones, the 10-seater, 20-seater, they have zero information to go on. So, of course, they can't make great decisions if you don't have good information.
Well, thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you.